watching it. And there's one instance that is in one of my books about every day, once a week we'd have the observance night following the phase of the moon, and before that we'd have to sweep, spend the whole day sweeping the monastery, and it was a huge place. And so, and we'd have to make these brooms, and out of twigs and branches with a bamboo pole, and I can't be bothered with this. This isn't my interest when I came here. And so, I used to do it because, supposed to, and I went along with it. But I regarded it as a waste of time and something I did, under duress, not because I really saw the point of it or wanted to do it. So, because I never made a broom, then what I'd have to do is find a broom that another monk wanted, which would usually be something that they'd thrown out already. So it'd usually be a bamboo pole with a couple of little twigs attached to it. And so you'd be sweeping with it, like scratching the ground. Where if you knew how to make a good broom, the ones that really made good brooms had these nice springy qualities. So you get this, and you could do this kind of magnificent sweeping, and just sweep the leaf like this, and the broom would kind of spring with the leaves, and it wasn't hard work, it was quite pleasurable. If you weren't complaining about it. Then one day, and then we had to do this in the afternoon and it was very hot, and I was out, and there's this dust that you raise when you're sweeping, so I was in this dust and sweeping with this wretched reject of a broom, and then I was thinking, grumbling, complaining to myself, and he comes, I see him coming, and he's smiling at me. What are you smiling about? And he's in a really, really grumpy state. And then he says to me, he says, "Tomato," he says, "what mapong is it suffering?" And then he walks off. And so it stops me in my tracks. And my emotional reaction is, it sure is, what mapong is it? But I knew that wasn't the right, something in me, it suddenly saw what I was doing, and I recognized that I was creating the suffering. That what mapong was, there was heat, you had hot weather, and you had dust, and you had, it was, in many ways, could be, it was a difficult way to live, but it wasn't suffering till I started thinking of it in those terms. And I began to see how lucky I was in living in a community of such good people, for one thing. Living with really, really honorable and monks with integrity and living with a wise, enlightened person. And then the lay people, when they come to the monastery, they're on their best behavior all the time. So they give good food and they really support us. And so I just saw that actually the suffering wasn't around the sweeping or the dust or the weather or the heat or anything like that. It was what I create around these. That this is the way the world is. If you're living in northeast Thailand, like the monkeys, this is just the way it is there, to want, in the hot season, want coolness when you're living in Ubon. Waste of time, isn't it? because heat is like this. This is just the way it is. And going to England, I remember, in 77, then going to a cool country, and then I noticed, the mind complaining about how cold it is. And so, but I learned the lesson, I thought, no, don't complain about it. This is the way England is. This is the way it is. And something in me kind of opened and just accepted it in its own terms. And in the way it is, the way the people are. Because, then I could get nostalgic for Thailand, thinking, I want to go back to Thailand. People show more respect there. And then, no, don't believe that. Because this is to want something that's not present, something you don't have, is suffering. And to not want what you have is suffering. And this is like in the Second Noble Truth that Mumpo Cha kept pointing out. It's attachment to desire. And just by reflecting on that over and over, and every time you forget it and get caught up in your complaining mind or your critical mind, I kept reminding myself. And this, of course, has gotten me through the life, in a way that I have feel very, very good about having lived as a monk for so long, because it's given me such a good perspective on suffering.